Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Along with pumpkins, gourds, ornamental corn, and bales of hay, a variety of attractive plants are used for fall displays, including chrysanthemums, ornamental peppers, and marigolds. Now, chrysanthemums are the queen of the fall garden, and if you go out to the local nurseries now, you're going to find containers of fall mums blooming beautifully in all different kinds of colors. There's some things to keep in mind when using chrysanthemums for display purposes. First off, selection at the nursery. Generally speaking, you want to choose plants that have mostly closed flower buds. A few flower buds being open and blooming is fine because you can see what color they are and the shape of the flower. But if you'll choose a plant that has mostly buds on it, that will make the display last that much longer. If you need color right away, you've got a special event coming up within a day or two, well, there are always plants going to be available that are in full bloom, but they won't last as long. Generally speaking, chrysanthemums bloom for about 3 to 4 weeks once we've purchased them. Now remember, chrysanthemums produce all their flowers in one big gush, and when those flowers are finished, the plants are finished. You can't expect to see a long season of bloom from chrysanthemums. We don't expect that of them, and they simply can't provide it. So when all the flowers have turned brown, well, the display is basically over. The color, the shape, and the flowers vary tremendously, and you can choose from a wide variety of colors and shapes depending on your taste and the color scheme that you're trying to match. Now, don't forget that chrysanthemums are rather brittle plants. You should look at the plant carefully that you're thinking about purchasing and avoid plants that are split apart or broken or have a lot of broken branches on them. And this also tells you need to be careful in transporting them on your way home. If you put them on a back seat and hit the brakes and they tumble forward, well, you're going to have a lot of broken branches. So make sure they're well secured when you take them home. Now, there are a couple of ways that you can use these mums once you get them home. A popular way to use them is simply to use them in their pots and place them around for displays. You can put them in displays on your porches, patios, or decks, again, along with things like pumpkins and gourds and ornamental corn. You can also use the smaller ones as table settings if you're going to have any parties or get-togethers during the fall season. Another way to use them is to plant them right into your garden and grow them as garden plants. And again, remember, the color is going to last for about 3 or 4 weeks and then they're going to be finished. And when the color is done, you may decide simply to toss them. A lot of people buy chrysanthemums as temporary color plants, and when they're finished blooming, they toss them in their compost piles, and that's just fine. If you put them into your garden and you want to grow them for years to come, well, they're a perennial that will come back and grow every year for you, and they'll bloom in the fall. Just cut them back hard, and they'll kind of settle down for the winter and come back and grow again the next spring and summer and bloom for you in the fall. So again, a wonderful, wonderful plant for use around our landscapes, the chrysanthemum. Ornamental peppers are another really popular plant, gaining in popularity all the time. And these are basically edible peppers. They're very hot, generally speaking, but they're just regular edible peppers, but they've been bred and selected to have especially colorful fruit, and the fruit's held right up on top of the plant where it's noticeable, or they may have attractive foliage as well. Now, there are many types available. Choose the ones that you like. Bring them home. You can, again, grow them in pots and displays, keep them watered, or you can plant them right into your garden. When the cold weather comes, they're going to freeze to death, and that'll be the end of them, but they'll give you a beautiful display in the meantime. Finally, marigolds. Plant them right into your garden. They'll bloom in your garden all the way until the freezes come, so they provide a long season of color. These great plants can all contribute to your fall color at this time of the year. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.